Hi there, and welcome to the Kingdom Sexuality Podcast. We're Alana, Kyle, and Tira, friends who have a heart for intimacy and long to uncover God's truth and design for sexual freedom within marriage. Welcome here.
Today's episode, we are going to be diving into praying as a couple and why that is important. So before we begin, we'll start off with a review. It's all good. By the way, that's how the review starts.
Start from stumbled.
Okay.
Stumbled. We don't have a review.
Oh, it isn't loading yet?
Stumbled upon you guys via an Instagram reel. Thanks for being such a huge blessing. Sexuality, especially in the Christian church going setting, can come with so much shame and taboo, but it's a part of it's a part of a God-honoring marriage. It's often hard to talk about. The freedom that you all talk about, it spurs us to talk about it more.
Awesome. I meant to put his name in there.
From the man from Instagram. Okay, so the question for the group today is, if you could have any job in the world for just one day, what would it be?
What if I want it for more than one day?
Okay, let's do one day. Let's do one day and then like dream job. But I think, how do you not go to like power? Like president of the United States.
Oh, or, I didn't even think of that.
I wouldn't want it forever, but one day I think it'd be so cool to have that much power for one day.
And like, what would you do?
Make a bunch of cool laws. Just like, but actually that like my wife and I watch a lot of political dramas. So yeah. I would love to like be in there and just see like from the inside what it's like for a day, but no way I would want to be on that.
Okay. I hadn't even thought of it.
Okay. Now if you could do like,
but like a dream job.
A dream job.
You guys are going to laugh at me.
You're going to be a race car driver, aren't you?
No, that'd be pretty fun. But like in current day, I think it'd be so cool to be a travel influencer.
Oh, yeah. We can see that. Yeah.
Like if anyone's familiar with the Bucket List family, that is like my dream job right there.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know for one day. I didn't think for one day. I got to think about that.
If you could do it for...
But my dream job, I was thinking a lot about this on the drive here because I was like, okay, I would love to be a florist. Like, I love flowers. I was one for a little bit. It was like in high school, I worked at a florist place. But I don't want to have to deal with like weddings or funerals. Like, I don't want to have to like do these mass orders of things and be in charge of taking them places. And it's like too much. It's not a dream. That's not the good part. but I decided I know what it would be. Well, then I was like, maybe I want to be a DJ. But I was like, I don't know. And then I was like,
a DJ.
I don't think I would have guessed that.
I would love to see that.
And then I decided, I know what it is. I would like to have a flower stand on the side of the road.
I was just going to ask you when you said florist, if you guys have those here, because they're all over.
No,
they're not all over.
Really? They're all over where I live. Like the place that I go, I go play disc golf sometimes. The place that I go, there's one on the way there. There's one on the way to my best friend's house.
So do you get her flowers all the time?
I actually haven't stopped once.
What? I saw one. There was one where we lived one time, and it's gone now. But when I saw it, I was like, oh, I'm absolutely stopping and buying flowers.
Oh, I know. God. I need to stop. And they even, like, take so e-transfer. Pretty. Like, I don't even have cash. I got to do it. Next time I drive by, I'll do it. You guys keep me accountable. I'll do
it. Seriously. Yeah, we have it's not a farmer's market, but like a local farm has its own market. And there they have, like, pick your own flowers. Mm-hmm. So I usually, like, go with the kids. We pick up our veggies, and then we all go to the field and clip a bouquet.
Cute.
So, and that's way cheaper than buying them.
Right.
One of Sam's clients wanted to do a photo shoot in a sunflower field recently. So she went, and did it for her. And it was the last day that the sunflower field was like there. They were going to cut it all down. And so with your ticket, you get to take home 5 sunflowers. And so she brought home a bunch, but then before she left, because of this last day, they're like, take as many as you can carry. And so she came home with like this massive thing of sunflowers. I'm like, what are you doing with all these? And so she gave a bunch away to girlfriends and people, but they're so beautiful.
They're so gorgeous.
So nice.
Yeah. Yeah. What would I do for
one day? I hadn't thought of it like that.
Yeah, I haven't really thought of one day.
Didn't you read the question?
I know I did. I did. I thought of these. Oh, this will be a good question. But didn't actually think it through. For one day, I would probably be probably a doctor. And like helping women with their fertility stuff. Or like,
it's like kind of what you
do. Yes, but actually having more.
Right.
If I could just be downloaded the knowledge, so like in Matrix. Like an OB? Like yeah. Just figuring out what is wrong is more. Like, so like, I don't want to deliver babies. Mm-hmm. I just more want to hear people's problems and how to fix them. And to be able to order the tests and to be able to just have that knowledge, be right there. Mm-hmm. That would probably be, but I don't know if I'd want to do that for a living. It's too much charting and you have to be on everything.
Too much money.
Yeah.
But if it could be like ongoing, honestly, probably public speaking and just like travel and speak at women's stuff is probably what I would. I mean, obviously I don't know how I would do that with the family, so it's not realistic, but I would love to do that.
Cool.
Sweet.
Yeah.
You guys want to see me be a DJ one day, right?
I do. So we first can host
live,
event.
First live chaos event, Alana's DJing.
The after party.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get into the episode. So our verse for today is, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am with them. Matthew 18:20. One episode I was listening to prior to thinking about this episode was that marriage isn't between two people. It's between three.
Mm.
Like husband, wife, and God. And when you're thinking about prayer, it's communion with God, whether that's mm-hmm. through your thoughts, whether that's speaking out loud. And just if you think of your marriage as three, he's always there. Mm-hmm. He's always present. That's how we should be thinking about our marriage. And yeah, our spiritual walk.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of the reason why we made those like 30 prayers for your husband, 30 prayers for your wife. Like, I know I remember finding a resource. It was just like a look at the month and there was like a prayer prompt for each day. It was like, here are 30 ways you can pray for your husband this month.
Yeah.
And there was some husbands that were like, this is great. Where's one for the wife?
Yeah. To pray for the wives. Yeah.
And there's nothing. And there was barely anything because it's just all these women that are praying for their husbands.
They're looking for.
Yeah. They're looking for these resources.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no way for like, from what I could see, I was like looking on Pinterest because that's where all these other things were. And they were like all these pretty little whatever, but there wasn't anything for the husbands.
Hmm.
So, well, that's silly. Husbands want this too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's praying separately. But it's also very important to pray together, which is kind of more what I think we're talking about today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's important to pray for your spouse.
Yeah. I think it's combined, right? It's the power of a praying couple.
Yeah, that's true.
In regards to being together, but also praying for your spouse as well, like in your own time.
It's like, how often would you say you're like, how can I pray for you?
Not really.
Right?
Yeah, no, right? Not as much as I should be or I'd like to.
Like, I remember in the marriage journal by the Roloffs.
Yeah.
There, if you're doing the marriage journal every week, that's one of the things. One of the questions you go through is, how can I pray for you this week?
Yeah.
And I always really appreciated that about it because, especially if you're doing it weekly and you write it down every week, right?
Mm-hmm.
You talk about more things. The prayer requests are different than if you do it once a month or, you know, it's more specific to what's happening in your life now versus a really general, you know?
Yeah.
So it was good.
Yeah. I like that. Sam and I, we've done it 1 week so far, but asking that question, you know, how can I pray for you? I think there's five questions. I forget them all, but that is one of them. Like, how can I pray for you? Like, what is something that is stressing you out about the upcoming week? And, but yeah, I think what you said earlier when you said, you know, it's both, it's not just praying together, but it is praying for your spouse, because I think that does draw, like you said, marriage is between three, and that brings God into it more.
Yeah. Praying together.
No, praying on your own for your spouse. Yeah.
And I think another big thing too is like often we think of, how can you pray for them? And they will tell you how, but also asking God, right? Like God really knows your spouse better than they know themselves. True. And like actually taking time to do some listening prayer and like, okay, God, how can I be praying for my spouse today? Like what are they struggling with? Or like, let me know how I can minister to them today.
Yeah.
And just remember, I feel like a lot of, like, when we start talking about spiritual practices and how to implement them, we often right away go to the things that we can, I feel like, tangibly do, like a checklist. And one thing that we often forget to do is listening prayer, like where we actually ask God something and expect an answer in return.
Yeah.
And it takes practice. This isn't something that, like, well, just sit down and I'll hear him speak. And like I mentioned in one of the other episodes, the for me, it's easier to hear.
Right.
And so I'm not saying that it's super easy for everybody, but the more you practice listening to God's voice, the more you will hear which one is his voice and not just your own.
Right.
And like by starting with questions like, you know, God, what can I thank my spouse for today that they need to be appreciated for? Even if you actually only heard your own voice,
right,
it is still going to be good.
Yeah.
And eventually you're going to start attuning, like something will pop into your mind that you'll be like, oh, I wouldn't have normally thought of that.
Yeah.
You know, okay, that's something from God. I'm going to do that. And I feel like listening prayer is a big part of mine and Ken's relationship. We do lots of like dreaming together and just sitting and listening and seeing what God wants to talk about. And I feel like that's such an important aspect to actually include God in it. It's not just us conversing, knowing that God is listening to us, but also engaging him to have that. We're listening to what he has to say as well.
Yeah.
That makes the prayer so much more powerful.
Yeah. And honestly, fun.
Yeah.
Like if you're just talking yourselves, like it's fun to bring in and expect that you're going to get something from God.
That's so true. Because for a lot of people, the roadblock is prayer is boring.
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. I don't want to go sit by myself. I'll just get lost in other thoughts or I'll fall asleep.
I had a great paper that one of my mentors gave me as a practice for listening prayer. And it was those kind of simple questions like, okay, God, what can I be thankful for today? Or God, what is something that you like about me? You know, like all stuff that, again, you could think, and it could still be your own thoughts, but eventually you'll pick up on the ones that God is actually saying. And I find that when you do this, and especially like if you have kids, to do this all together too, and to teach them that, like, okay, so I'm going on a tangent here because it's like my
You're on a roll.
My like back in the day we talked about when I first joined, like I have my kids, I'm writing children's books that I'm trying to get published. So if you know a publisher, what's a topic about this? Because there are so many kids' books that teach kids how to pray, but none of them talk about expecting an answer from God. Or like like actually interacting with God and not just be like, okay, here's something I'm thankful for. Please forgive me for this. And please be with me doing this. Like, no, like ask God special things. Like, you know, how can I bless a friend today? What word do you have for somebody that I can write on a card? You know, like all those little things. And when you do it as a family too, it gets special. So like we always do it at the beginning of the school year where we all just, we're usually in the hot tub. Like that's our family special time. And, you know, we all just close our eyes and ask God if he has something for us for this year. And it's fun to see what the kids come up with. And sometimes it's like, okay. But, you know, at other times, like there are powerful things. And then, we've talked about like our journals and stuff, but writing them down as well. So like the girls each have a prayer journal that they, you know, like my oldest sometimes sees kind of vision type things. So she'll just go and draw the picture that God gave her. And so like we have those all recorded and it's so good to go back on and see. And so listening prayer just makes our spiritual life come alive. And it's fun to see what God does and brings up. And okay. So that's,
I love that. For me, that's how I journal is like, dear Jesus. And it's a prayer and it includes my daily life. It includes, you know, it's Ellis's birthday today. This is so great. He's grown, you know, it's daily life things, but it's also like, and like covering the ministry, covering other things. And it's easy because I'm praying in my mind and I'm writing it down. Which I wouldn't necessarily need to write it down, but it's so fun. Again, like you said in our other episode, to look back on,
Because
it's all there.
Yeah,
So
one of my other mentors shared with me a way that she prays. And because at first, yeah, I was just journaling more like that, mm-hmm. exactly like everyday stuff, but also praying and mm-hmm. hearing what God says and putting it in there. Mm-hmm. But she actually like has a binder and it's all divided into sections. And so this is what I do now. So I have my first, I'll see if I can remember them all. First one is still moments. So that's kind of the typical journaling that we've been talking about. Mm-hmm. And then the next one is engaged in battle. So it's like, who are you praying for? What? And then there's like different categories that you can go through, like friends and family and your country or mm-hmm. like different things like that for your government, that yep. sort of thing. And so when you're praying in that category, write down which category you're praying for. That way you can see which one you're more leaning towards, what you do. And then one area, I'm doing this for those of you just listening, I'm using my hands. So one like column is the prayer.
Right.
And then you leave the second column for the answered prayer that you can go back on and go look at each one of those things.
Yeah.
So like engaged in battle. Yeah. So friends and family, government, personal, like sickness issues.
Right.
And then there's one category that's kingdom building. So like you're dreaming, you're like yep. asking God, okay, how can I further,
yep.
you know, whatever this is, or,
yep.
There's another category too, and I can't remember what it is at the moment. But I found that really helpful too, because I feel like sometimes yeah. we come to pray and we're like, oh, okay, yeah. I got to get out all my thank yeah. yous. I got to get all out all my stuff. Right. Where is this? I'm like, okay, God, which category do you want me to start with today?
Yeah.
And then you can just go right in, and then you already see, like, say you go into your engaged in battle, you open it up and you get to see your answered prayer right there because you've documented it, and you just feel more empowered and more like, okay,
your this faith is builds, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I mean, Ken and I don't do this together, but I feel like that would be a fun thing, like a good thing to do. Mind you, it takes a lot of time. So like, I don't go into that every day for sure. Like, especially in this season of life, I would love to eventually, but I feel like it's powerful in, giving more categories and seeing answers to prayer and all of that.
Yeah, that's very cool. And then too, you could like know what areas you're maybe not praying for as much. Like,
yes.
Yep. Oh, how often do I pray for my country or
right.
Yep. things like that? Yep. Like, or it's maybe just not on your mind because you're like, okay, well, wait, I had a friend. I said I would pray for that. I should probably pray for that because I said I would, you know?
Yes, totally.
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what about the aspect of actually then praying with your spouse? Like, then is that something couples should be like, they, like, I don't know. How do you have that conversation if it's not something that's in a marriage already?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think if you've never done it before, there is an aspect to it of just start.
Yeah.
Like, you just do it. Whether that's you guys are praying together, or like what my wife and I do is if the date is an odd number, I pray. If it's an even number, she prays. So yeah. it's just something like you just know, and it makes it very simple.
Yeah.
But I think the easiest way to start, if you've never done this before, is read a psalm out loud.
Oh yeah.
Because you've got a prayer written down there, and it's less vulnerable because it's not your own words. Yeah. Because prayer is a super, super vulnerable thing and a super intimate thing. And if it's understandable that because it is so vulnerable, there's like this apprehension there.
Yeah.
Of doing it out loud, even though you're doing it with the person who...
Safest person.
Yeah, the safest person in your life, right? Yeah. And the person who shouldn't judge you, which is another thing that we need to talk about, is don't ever laugh at, ridicule, make fun of, like any of those things your spouse's prayer, because one, it's not loving or encouraging, and two, God would never do that. Like God wants our prayers regardless of what they are. So I did write down some practical tips here. If you've never done this before, again, first thing, read a psalm out loud. The other thing is schedule it. So not necessarily schedule it like a certain day at a time, but build it into your schedule. Build it into like the rhythm of your family or your routine.
Right. Versus like calling to put, oh, I'm too tired to pray tonight. Can you just do it? Or
and even that,
a 30-second prayer, you've got time for that even if you are too tired.
Yeah.
Like, there's not really an excuse not to have this in your marriage somewhere, or even in your personal life somewhere. Mm-hmm. So, like, maybe it's a daily reminder in your phone. Maybe it's something in the calendar. Whatever you need to do to make sure that it actually does happen. And yeah, just find a way to weave it into your family's regular routine. Like, for our family, we pray with the kids. So we read the Bible, a chapter or a story, and then we read a fun book, like something that they're reading. Mm-hmm. Right now we're reading Geronimo Stilton.
Oh.
And then we will pray. So we just rotate through our kids, oldest to youngest. So it's your turn today. Okay, your turn today. And what we do is we do a person, like pray for a person, something you're thankful for, and something you want God to help you with. But then when you were saying, like, the listening prayer, I'm like, oh, we need to weave that in somehow too. Like, that, I love that idea. Mm-hmm. And then Sam and I will pray right before bed, like we talked about previously. Like, we have really good pillow talk, and then pray and then go to sleep. So that's our routine. Now you need to find out for your own marriage, what does that look like for you?
Right, because what if people don't go to bed at the same time?
Yeah, it's like shift work.
Bed. Yep.
Maybe it's a phone call. Maybe it's like over the phone for a minute. Maybe it's first thing in the morning. Maybe it's at a meal, or maybe like,
morning coffee.
Yeah, it's going to be different for everyone. But do what works for you so that it will actually happen.
Yeah.
Set yourself up for success.
Mm-hmm.
And like anything, the more you do it, the less awkward it will get, and the better you'll get at it.
Yep. It's just like exercising. I feel like all these things, you know, like pick an exercise that you actually want to do, because then you'll stick with it.
Yeah.
And make it in a routine, because then you'll stick with it.
Yeah.
And
and then some general tips that I wrote down. We have tried to become more intentional about our prayers, so we'll talk before we pray. Like, okay, what do we need to pray for? Mm. What has God put on our hearts? Who is going through something that needs prayer? Stuff like that. And sometimes it's like, we got a big list tonight, so whatever, we'll tackle it together, or whatever it is. But it also helps you to become more aware of your community, how everyone's doing, what life is like just outside your own bubble. And so we found that to be really beneficial. And if it's something that, like, pops in my mind throughout the day, I'll write it down, or keep a list on your phone of things you need to be praying for. We have, like, a big calendar in our house that has a section in it for prayers. So Sam will write down every once in a while on the calendar, like, something in there. So back in the end of the summer, we had all the wildfires in our province. Right. So, like, it hasn't been erased yet, but still fires is on there. So stuff like that. Another thing is prayer cards. I know some people really love these. Yeah. They'll either buy like pre-made ones, or they'll make their own on like a recipe card. Those are super popular.
I always write at the back of my journal. Very last page of my journal is like a prayer request thing. And then I get to like check it off when I get the answer. And it's fun because I can like every morning when I'm looking at it, oh, right, I want to add that thing. And then I look back and see all these other things that are crossed off.
I love that.
So,
And if you really have no idea what to do, we have two ebooks for you guys. Prayers for your husband and prayers for your wife. And all you need to do, kind of like a psalm, just read it out loud.
Insert your spouse's name here.
And the last thing I wanted to say is pray expectantly. Right? God can and does answer prayer. He wants your prayers. He wants community with you. It's like, it's a relationship, right? You can't go through any relationship in your life and not communicate. And that doesn't change with God. Like, God wants our communication, and prayer is how we do it.
And it's powerful. Like, a couple praying together, it's like a powerhouse, right? Like, I think it's amazing.
Our words spoken out loud have power. Like, even I was listening to a podcast on prayer, and they were talking about how, go back to the beginning of the Bible, and it says, and God said. Like, God spoke out loud these things into existence. Our words have power. Obviously, God's words have way more power than ours, but like, our words do matter.
So if you're like praying on your own or in your mind, and also great and an easy thing to do throughout your day. Like, it doesn't have to be this, I'm sitting down and now I'm on my knees, or I'm like, this is my prayer time. It can be like, literally you're thinking about things, or like when I'm driving with the kids, I'll be like, Jesus, whatever. And I'll start praying. And it's like, or when like, it's a fun thing to teach your kids. When we hear a siren of any kind.
Oh, yeah.
My Theo, my oldest, would be like, Mommy, we need to pray for whoever needs that ambulance.
Yeah.
Like every time. So, like, it's just a really easy way to like, incorporate it in your daily life. Because it doesn't have to be this big, serious.
Yeah.
Let's go on our knees. And like, it can be. And it's a big deal. Like, you're going to the Lord with a request. And like, that's amazing. You're filling this bowl, right? Of like, you just imagine like in Revelation where it's like filling the bowls of the prayers. And I always imagine when I'm praying that it's like filling up and then it'll tip over. And that's like the prayers being answered, right? So there's so many different ways to think about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just like with the speaking out loud part, like if you are, say, in my section of like engaged in battle, right? Like you're fighting for something.
The
evil realm can't hear your thoughts.
Yeah.
They can't hear what you're praying. So if you're claiming victory.
In your mind,
they're not hearing it. Our voice is meant to be spoken and there's power in that. And especially when there's two of you, because God is there and so praying together out loud.
Yeah.
That's great.
And a good thing, I feel like to encourage your friends, in your community group, even, or your people you hang out with. It's like, well, what is your, like, how is this for you guys? Like, is this something you do? And just like encouraging and seeing like, not to be like, well, we pray all the time, but it's just like, this is a really important thing. And it would be awesome to, incorporate in your marriage. Like,
And it's cool because there's no right or wrong way to do it.
No.
Like, however you're doing it, that's a great way to do it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because it's better than
not
doing it.
Yeah.
God created you to be you. Like, that's, you're going to pray how?
Yeah.
You're going to pray.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be fancy words.
Nope.
You don't have to have it all sorted out completely. You can stumble. You can stop and think about what you want to pray as you're praying.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't make it any less powerful or efficient.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, Alana, how can people build their spiritual intimacy as a couple?
Well, let me tell you, if you want to know more about spiritual intimacy and how to incorporate that in your daily life, November, we are launching our different month of United Ignite, our membership club, and the theme is going to be spiritual intimacy. Shocker. So we will go through, we'll send you daily emails with practical ways to incorporate spiritual intimacy into your life. So it's going to be really great. We're super excited. And it's just going to help all the other areas of your life as well.
Yes, totally.
It's foundational. This is the one we should be focusing on the most. I'm just so excited to see what God's going to do in marriages that month. Especially.
Yeah.
Because we got to wait expectantly, right? Yeah. Praying expectantly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's going to be really good.
Okay. Well, on that note, let's pray.
Let's do it.
Lord Jesus, thank you so much that you have given us a relationship with you, that we can come and talk to you at any time and that you can talk to us as well. And I just pray for any couples that are listening today that this may not be a routine thing for them, Lord, that they will feel encouraged to do so and that they will feel emboldened to come and talk to you and to listen to you and to pray for their marriages and just come together as a husband, wife, engaging in battle together or just growing in you. And thank you for it. Such a precious gift.
Amen.
Hey friends, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you like our content, please like, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts, and tell your friends too. Thanks so much for journeying with us today as we tackled the hard questions and dive deep into godly intimacy. Make sure you follow us on Instagram to see more of our content and check the show notes for any links we might have mentioned in today's episode. We're so grateful to be on this journey with you and we can't wait to see you in the next episode.